to is declaration of self-interest. No declarations of interest. Then we move on to item number three, just before continuing. Obviously, Marie, I think, was in France today, and half the time, so I'll be taking on the meeting. Number three then is the action sheet from Monday the 11th of February. So, is anybody anything they would like to raise in relation to the action sheet? Or happy enough to move on then to the agenda? Yeah? Okay, then we'll move on to item number four, which is the Newry Canal lot number five, and Andy, take us through this.
Yeah, the chair, the paper said that I'll update an ongoing upgrade of the works to Newry Canal locks, which has previously received 92k of grant funding from Manifold Communities Fund. There is significant work required to lock gate number six, which we are aware of, and we want to move on this as quickly as possible. So the proposal is to transfer project numbers and set out and continue the work to lock number six.
Gary, you want in for a proposal, Rosen, are you? Gary, you want in?
Yeah, sure, I'm happy to sign the part of work needs done. Thank you.
Okay, that's that. Thank you, Gary, thank you. Anybody else have any comments? No, then we move on to item number five, the artisan market. Mandy, you're going to take us through that?
Yes, chairperson, the report in the paper just recommended the renewal of the service level agreement that we have with the Fox Community Collective and the team in order to continue the delivery of artisan markets in Newcastle and Dunpatrick over the next financial year. And the cost of that is £10,000. So we have forecast the budget for.
And Dermot, your report then?
Yeah, I totally really support this. I have attended in Christ and Havoc up there, and I must say there are vast affections. I only talk about the Havoc one now. The vast affections are the Havoc and Winter Rocky, but then, and even so, the stalls are very good, and I hope to see it in the next expanding. But I totally support it and recommend going to the local.
Okay, you're proposing it.
What is
your next thing?
Chair, just a second, a proposal. Likewise, as Dermot's outline, they're a huge success. They're producing quality niche products. It's like happy found in the towns and places around. So we're not displacing any business, but it's actually an attraction to bring people into the town centres and then visit shops where they're also. So it's a huge success for them.
Thanks, Willie. Jim, yourself?
Artisan market, but I know I was down a number of times here, and quite often I have to disagree with Councillor Sharp. I don't think Newcastle was one of the massive success. To be quite honest, the numbers of 600 plus people going to that market, I believe, is a gross exaggeration, to be quite honest with you. In the times I've been down there, and the Catholics that I have there, there's been actually very, very few there. And whenever you actually come down there and take a good look at it, they're costing actually £500 per market per day for that to run or to set up. I'm not sure what the cost actually is for. So, and they're there approximately every 5-6 hours. So, they're costing £100 an hour. I can't see the benefit of this at all. So, I can't. Possibly the very topic one, there has been a success, but the Newcastle one, to be quite honest with you, I think it's at least, at the very least, we just started maybe June, July, and August, or maybe one at Easter. And maybe one of the Halloween or something like that, or maybe even a Christmas one. But definitely, at this moment in time, I can see no joy in continuing with this whatsoever. In Newcastle, a £500 per market per sale, somebody's getting a nice family bit of money, so that's my thoughts on it. But I would have to disagree with what has been said to explain why I feel. Thanks, Chair.
Well, we have our proposal and the staff have our proposal. So, that will really stop.
Yeah, right, just ask just if the Down Community Collective are doing that, right? Yes, right. Are they the same ones that are the 1.1 on this? That's right. But right now, I was just wondering the report of the 1.1 in June. I'm where that's fitting in?
No, it would be the community collective would run the 1,000 Patrick, but one point, it's the minutes for this year, and how it goes, and then that would be continued on.
It's not only the community collective and one. So there's 1.1 then in place, and we go ahead and update that in June.
I'm not too sure if the date, but I know they're looking at it now as part of the revitalization scheme, so that's all been planned by the minute, and there might be a date secured, but we don't go back to them.
Yes, I just recall that it was June that was proposed, but I remember that previous meeting.
Working with the chamber, I think that's going to come up in a bit.
Yeah, okay, so that was just the question I had asked, was it the same people going up the whole coast, you know, last time around.
Harry?
Yeah, well, I can't comment. You can ask that I've never been to it, but I've been to the very public one a couple of times, and I must say, I mean, even for a family outing, we were very impressed. It was very well done, and I mean, the fact that it was a brother brings people into the museum and into the town, and I know certainly down that there it says good success, worth keeping going.
Robert?
Yeah, well, I was just hoping to know if you and then it's higher, because if you're one of the museum workers as well, and that you should be supported. But I was just wondering, would the one in Saintry not be supported as well? Is there any way that a market can be supported like that? It's really an Arizona market working well in Saintry. Why support them and not support them all?
Just something like a lot of it, and obviously, yeah.
Like that as well.
That's okay.
Yep. Okay, so.
I think I got a proposal if you do support them all.
Well, I think that at the very least we need to look at it first, Robert, to see.
Well, if you're looking for context, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not going to be a higher force, but then there. We're looking at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair.
And Michael.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. And again, my problem will be with the service center agreement. What exactly is in the service center agreement? So we're giving them a certain amount of money for a certain amount of level. Or a certain level of service, and would it be possible to see a sample copy of one of these? I have seen the service level here, but I didn't think it was very appropriate to actually what we were expecting from the group during the organisation. So, and I see further on in the agenda various things, keep talking about service level agreements. So, and it may well address the point raised by Glenn. Is what are we expecting from these people? Is a service level agreement, does that mention numbers or just dates or what specifically is within the service level agreement?
In the service level agreement, it's given responsibility for both the banking staff and the union team to deliver 10 out of the markets in each location over the next financial year. That's their responsibility to support the whole organisation of the markets, including all the marketing and the delivery, and they also take on all the maintenance and upkeep of the gazebos that's required for that. So it's up to them. It's really put the onus on them in order to get as many calls and everything as possible and take on the full organization and promotion and management of it.
Is a phone guy enough to start the payment? Has nobody joined up?
Yeah, so the content that we review on an ongoing basis, so in terms of each market, we look at the return and look at continuation of the SLA, so it's reviewed constantly to ensure that we get money for money out of the service.
Thank you, Chair. I would be inclined to agree with a lot of what Councillor Hanna has said. I have attended the Newcastle market on a number of occasions. It's just a pity that most of the times that I was there, the weather was anything but good. But it seemed to me that most of the people who were there weren't actually going to the market, they were going through the market. They were going to the Newcastle camp in most cases. And I think we need to look at, again, two things. Is it a matter of site cost in front of the Newcastle camp? Because that was built up quite a lot of other things that happened around there on Saturdays. But also, you know, there may be a better venue where we can perhaps move the market inside from this. And, you know, put it down closer to the other shops. You know, allow all the business to benefit. If there is people use the market. My other question would be, the stalls that are attending the market, is it a big turnover of the stalls, or are the stalls mostly the same original one? Because I know that there were some of them who were there at the start, and who are no longer there. So I'd just like to get those details.
Not really, no, you've been in already, gentlemen. Move on.
Just
like
that.
Brian, questions? Well, sorry, you can get Brian's answer first.
So, on the new capital location, we've got
Okay, so we have a proposal, we have a proposer and a seconder for it. Unless they get a counter proposal, I'm going ahead. Move on to item number 6 then, is Maiden Warren, and I'm on the Maiden Pitch 2 as well. Okay, there's a recommendation there. Harry, you're proposing that on your second?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
I just want to raise the chair, as you recall back when this council formed, we did talk about actually the branding of the wards and how sale of them that was of produce that would come out of the wards. You know, and that's time is only the beginning, really, for all sorts of produce that, you know, including, you know, beef, lamb, you know, and all the produce coming out of it. So I think it's a good step forward. It's good to see people stepping forward and doing that.
Thanks, Stephen. Brian, you want to?
Yes, I think I want to propose this. But I would want to say that I wholeheartedly support this, because it's something that I was talking about back in the time ago, doing more legacy council. And I think our council should become more involved at tourism and visitor keepsakes, take homes, that I would say are from the Newry Moor and Erin area. I know this business already produces certain key rings and things like that. So who is this, when we're visitors to our area and we're looking for something, you know, it says Kilkeel or more, they couldn't get it. It just didn't exist any place. And I'm glad there's a lot of local business in the Kilkeel area participating. But I would like to see that broadened out to allow all businesses throughout Newry Moor and Derry, who maybe aren't aware there's a business focusing on this state of promoting our area, that they can maybe participate as well.
I will very much welcome this. Maiden Moor MADE is pretty much one of the best opportunities we have of promoting ourselves out in America. I have engaged out there in New York and working things that I have, and to be quite honest with you, there's certainly enough businesses involved in this. I do give all the opportunities possible to those who engage with them, sort of be any type of small business entrepreneurs or artists or anything like that. There is a really, really massive opportunity for anybody that's become involved there. So I would commend it as well. So very much for that.
Thanks, Glenn.
Hi.
Okay, just
a
little bit proposing, happy with it, but just to say that a few months ago in our County Down Rural Community Network, all the trip right around the area on the stop and filtered on the ground, all the shops that we're selling the Maiden Moor stuff, and it was very impressive. I mean, it's good to see it at first hand, definitely, while we're promoting it.
Thanks, Harry. Willie?
Sure. Just to say, likewise, champagne this morning also, I think it's a great opportunity to engage with our diaspora. Some more in the further field from Ireland. You're talking about a market of millions, you know, so it's a really good opportunity, you know, to network. Again, the local produce that we discussed, you know, lamb or seafood, you know, outstanding produce that we do have. So it's a great opportunity for you to do that, and we're proud of them on that.
Thanks, Roy. Okay, let's turn to the other proposal in a second. We'll move on into item number 7, and it's Coastal Communities Fund application, and Amanda will get us through that as well.
Okay, members, just to note that an application has been submitted by the Stratford Johnson and Newfield Partnership to the Coastal Communities Fund for a project of approximately 100,000. And Mr. Moon, the deadline for the application was the 1st of March, so that has been submitted. And
officials will continue to work with
the Coastal
Community
Fund in order to further develop that project. And
once
we know the outcome of that, then a further report will be
brought
back to members.
Okay, that's for
Noting.
Councillor Glynn, you want to
say something? We've got a clarification there. It's just said that there will be 2,000 tractors. Where's the second one?
So the identification of the clusters will be part of the project that the officials will now be working towards.
The coastal communities I undertook was to stretch, you know, the whole coastline of our council area. And for that, you know, at what stage does then the remaining stretch from the Keel right down to Warren Point? So, what stage is that going to be included, and why is it not included?
It's not for the moon point.
But it's not mentioned here. You know, it's not, to me, it's not a difference. It was the whole coastal area, going from where the mountains of Warren literally sweep down to the sea and whatever.
Right,
but I mean, it's recognised as that. That is the coastline, even though that's carbon for not specifically, but is it just clarification that, and is that not to be included, or is there not a chance to include that?
Just to clarify through this here, yeah, it covers the entirety of the coastline, it's just SLLP are leading on the application, so it can cover the hail right through down to Mourne and right to Kilkeel. So, but we will bring back a paper identifying the tourism businesses that are identified. It'll be through the process that'll identify the businesses and the clusters they include in this program.
I think what the island wants is to invest more in funds that can stretch so far.
It'll include the entirety of the coastline. Yeah.
Right.
So,
thank you.
Okay. I'm going to say that's for Newton. Number 8, Andorina, will take us through this. Belfast Region City Deal Latvia.
Thank you, Chair. Members, you've prepared in front of you today. I'm not going to go through the background to the city deal. I think you're all probably well versed in that. What's in front of you today specifically is the Heads of Terms. This is a tripartite agreement between the UK Government, Northern Ireland Government, and all of the Belfast Region City Deal partners, of which we are one. This is quite a high-level document and sets out the broad financial commitments and really the collective commitment of us all to work in partnership. Head of Terms has been through a number of the working groups, been to the finance directors to have a look at it from the financial perspective, and it has now been agreed by the project board, which obviously Liam sits on. You'll also see we've included in the appendices the governance arrangements. Now, they are currently under development, but you'll see that they're not dissimilar to those governance arrangements that are currently in operation. And from your own perspective, what remains key to that is the Joint Members Forum, which a number of you sit on, and again the Programme Board, which Liam sits on. And the idea then is to have a number of programme boards beneath that, focused on each of the specific streams. So that's still being developed. We're asking today, as all of the Belfast Region City Deal partners are, that each of the respective councils give their agreement for us to sign up to these Heads of Terms and to progress on with the deal.
Guy?
Yeah, happy to propose, Chair. It's good to see this moving on. I'll say that it'll be a lot more of it set up, please, of course, a lot more detail. We credit these expectations, obviously, for the future, Chair.
Okay. Buddy, we need a measure to okay. Any other comments? Pete?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I agree with Gary and Willie. It's good to see this moving on. The one thing that I would say, I think we should have a tripartite agreement to go with, you know, agreement from the UK government side of things has gone over the last 2 years, owing you to optimistic. One thing I've initiated is the war room document. You've answered one of the questions that the Joint Council Forum wants to share with us. Both the councillors sit on that forum going forward. The document talks about UK government up to 350 million. The consistency states that through the document, but it states on the local government's end, 350 million. And I think it was my understanding that 100 million from the other parties, the 100 million and the 350 million from local government is definitively stated in here, whereas UK government ended the deal in Oxford. I think that needs to be changed because it was always the case that the local government would be matching whatever the UK government was going to into this, not the million. And that should be clear going forward. It's on page 9, subject to full business case, UK government will commit up to 350 million. And then further on down, every other investment below the government is investing 350 million. I think we should clear that up, or should maybe clear up for members if that's the case, because I don't want to see common fall down the line where that is watered down the UK government says.
Okay, we can take that back, Councillor, on that, and we'll repeat those comments back.
But is it your understanding that we were matching the UK government? It was 50-50, apart from the other 100 million from the inversion, something like that.
Yeah. That's the crux of the deal. So,
I propose that, you know, we're going to have to go back and say that we don't agree with the offset, because it's not about inversion.
But I suppose the thing is we do have that commitment from Treasury of 350 million that was announced in the Chancellor's statement. So I think it's maybe just a slight nuance in the wording there, but we can take
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll convey that back.
So we're all happy to move on then. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Number 9 through to 11 then, Brandy's going to take us through the tourism culture and events items. So number 9 is the SLA 2019-20.
Yeah, Chair, the SLA paper sets out the list of annual service level agreements that Council holds with several external delivery organisations. The budgets have been profiled and are available within the 1920 financial year from the CRT departmental budget. And so the detail is set out on the mirror, Chair.
Okay, we're looking at a proposer. Proposed Glenn, will be a second report. Second Thurlis. Any comment? Glenn?
Just one comment. You see on the 13 Development Association, 15 LLA to the agenda of the 19th, why? The 19th, they are in line with the ongoing review of the visitor's information. Does that mean that they get the same as what last year?
We're just basically extending on this third staff agreement that's in place at the moment to roll into this year. We're looking to continue on with that agreement. Committee, the members will recall that we're undertaking a review of visitor information services, and it's only kicked off, so that review will take quite some time to finalise. So there's no change planned at the moment.
Thank you, Chair. As per some of your earlier comments, I just stated that it would be useful for councillors to have maybe access to read those, and they may or not be appropriate, but maybe they could be loaded onto that section, even password protected or something. Some of them are quite large, and I think at times that these councillors are asked on the ground who is responsible for that. It may be very worthwhile to have sent up the those screens. If appropriate, they need to.
Yeah, certainly at the moment a lot of the agreements are still in draft. A lot of the projects are similar to last year, but we can upload them to Manipal for circulation.
Yeah, there's an area on there like a library.
Sorry?
Chair, just, I shouldn't be concerned, we'll just take that tomorrow, right, sir.
Okay. Thanks for
that. Well, we'll raise up, no more nervous, so we'll get all of it, so. Not the food, but.
Yeah, so.
I forgot that one.
If you propose him, then Robert. You did get a second or two. Okay, then I'll be off then to move on to item 10 of the Torella Master Plan.
Yes, Chair, the in Torella, the committee approved upgrade works to Torella last month. This paper sets out the recommendations to undertake significant capital upgrade works to Torella. To improve the overall visitor experience and to ensure that the quality of the site continues to develop in the longer term. There's capital budgets have been provided for next financial year for this work, so that and the details set out in the paper.
Hi.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I'm happy to propose to accept the recommendations. It is nice area some of these vendors do need upgraded, so the stable park and toilets and whatever. And the area actually can cope with a lot more people because it's so beautiful place to be. So,
thanks.
Just when we're looking at the car park and just ensure that it's equal friendly, and it's not tarmac, and that it's a system that allows real rainwater and filter.
We're working with the council's biodiversity officer on the master plan of what we will do, so we'll take that into account.
Good.
Sir, I've been with Robin as well. We've been with Ryan 2.5 weeks ago, and this upgrade will pretty much be a big benefit to their end. Well, as long as there's that there's some capacity there, it will really enhance the opportunities down there. Thank you.
Well, I just was wondering when they're starting, because they're not going to start for a couple of weeks, so there's any chance of them in the 2 or 3 potholes to be at the minute, because the car is not going to show up to each other.
I suppose the approval given last month on Torella was focused mainly on car market and just that issue, so we could get that work done before the summer season kicks off. This work is slightly longer term, and it's infrastructure work happening in the next financial year. But certainly, yeah, we will get the issues with car parks sort of before summer kicks off.
I think we'll put the issues on back at the hoses.
Gavin?
Yeah, just I know we're covered here about increasing the size and quality of the car park. And any plans deal with are being last week regarding car park and the whole kind of area, especially ones that we have now control over. Any plans to include that in the charging regime?
The beach one?
Yep.
He proposing that?
No, no, I'm asking.
At the moment, we've no plan to tie the car park into that wider review. We're treating tourism facilities separately. So, not the moment.
Okay, the proposal on the Saturday. Everybody happy to move on now? Item number 11, Camping Beach Improvement Scheme.
Yep, Chair, the paper sets out details of works carried out to date at Cranfield under an environmental improvement work scheme. The paper provides details of capital works that are still required at Cranfield specifically to improve access and infrastructure on the site. Capital budget has been provided in the next financial year to carry out these works.
Glenn?
Chair, I very much welcome this, and I'm happy to propose that we set the right on the basis. One question, this is phase 2, what are we hoping to complete phase 2? There's not enough money there just at the moment to do it. Have you any ideas at all on when that will be complete?
Just to Chair, clarify, phase works have been phase 1 works have been complete. There has been a plan for phase 2, but funding wasn't secured at that time, so now we're proposing to go ahead with that in order to pay for these works to be completed in the next financial year. So capital budget has been we'll find the next financial year and we'll be able to complete everything.
And hopefully have it finished by Easter of next year.
Yeah, that's correct.
Do you hear? I think this is the one scheme is looming. I'm probably ever here together. Brian?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I would like to second this proposal. because I think on one of our major attacks, confident on the number of visitors, and yet every year, the Rush Dam would like to repair coastal erosion. I think they got every time. You know, it's not making this a time very good for our visitors. So I think this would be very worthwhile money to spend.
Thanks, Brian. Any other questions? Robert,
just a point
of
information.
Can you use the mic, Robert?
It's not
working. It's not working.
Spencer,
not along
over
there.
The only question I'm asking here is, Green Castle, is there no chance of getting that open there?
We'll look into it and then come back to it.
Okay.
Can we
take a look at that now?
Items number 12 through the 18 are for note, unless anybody wants to raise an issue on one of them. Pete?
Yeah, it's an issue on two. Item 12 is the report on the down and the Erie Joint Council. I just want to thank, first of all, the Austin for including the February meeting. We had raised it consistently that when it comes, it seems to be 6 months out of eight because it has to be switched over to the Joint Council. And that doesn't give people a fair impression of what they're going on. And there was a good report that was here with the last meeting, which was Scott Borland's dumping project. And you know, it was brought up to the council of Iraq and the council, and the report is attached there. And I suppose going forward, the work of this group would be key going forward, especially to get projects like that coming out of the back of that meeting. So I also just want to put on the record my thanks for a gentleman here who is the joint chair of the board. The point I want to make is we were told at the meeting that officers would be meeting after someone, I think it was September, came and said, in order to assess the effectiveness of that group. I think in the climate that we find ourselves in, right across the island, I think it's key that collaboration across border continues and strengthens. Because there are going to be, you know, the issues that were populated on that agenda will only increase over the coming months. So I want to just run the record through the ERP that is the intention of this meeting, that that board continues before the officers meet. The other issue we wanted to raise, if you want me to...
Go ahead.
The other issue we wanted to raise is number 15 on the tourism events fund. I'm not going to state that there are some right, so I know we don't have anything.
Does Collins take your own the how do you say?
I see a number of groups that have received, and we don't know the names of any of the groups, a considerable increase in funding, and we have lifted our cap from 10 to 15 on some of them groups. I want to know about the restrictions on that fund, and I'm not going to go into detail, but the restrictions on other funding pots, the tourism funding pots, some of these groups will have drawn down funding on. From going through the paperwork, is it right that the restrictions on this, that the group of 15k, is that they can't spend the money on their own premises and their own staff, is the only restriction to fund this? And outside of that remit, to be able to spend, as they have done in previous years, as they see fit in their grasp. And also, if, and maybe Andy, you can advise me this, you might have to make this, I have a question on the license for a specific event through this tourism fund, because this would be, it's not me at the meeting committee, but this would be for one group, a tour. Ready? Okay.
Do you want to leave that to the end?
Yeah, I'll
let the back end right then, yeah. You have enough then? And the first item you really was
I
raised with the comments more than.
But I want the committee to get back into that group.
So
because the officer's going to need some time to assess this, and I think if he's run the next company, I think that we'd like to do this group continuing.
But I think whatever officers come up with, the decision will be the elected members as to whether to go ahead or not. There's no question about that. But we can let that there, but that's the request from the committee. Next in the name is Glenn. Do you want to raise one of them?
Sure, possibly I'm leaving the book of Peter. I've got to ask a question about a bit of a shortfall there. Would it be done?
Are you talking about funding?
Yeah.
Sure, I'll take it then and take raise
it.
Robert then.
Well, mine's an action tracker, the number 18 there.
Sure.
And I had asked at one of the meetings here, was it any chance to get an update on where we are with the geoparks and how we carry out the consultation, but I never got anything back. And also here on page 144, I had asked for a list of the right-of-ways. Is it possible to get those? And where we are with some of those.
Okay.
Yeah, we can provide that information. Certainly will be provided tomorrow to get back to you on that problem.
And I'll get an update on the Diego Park and how we carried out the consultation.
Yeah, we will get that to you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, Ron. Jonathan.
Yeah. Thanks, Chair. Three issues are linked on me to address. The tourism event on Chairman. It's all being brought to us just for looking and stating the obvious, but why is that the case? Do we not have to scrutinise these events, or at least get sight of the events that have received funding and an explanation as to why the ones that weren't successful didn't succeed? That's the first issue. The second issue is the trail, the new trails, both walking and cycling in Cabrini. Just on the timeline, sir, it's indicating here that 40% of both were to be complete by March, the end of March this year. Just want to see where they were. And further on that, just make sure that whenever the work is done, turn on the council, just don't walk away from it. We actually put a plan in place for maintenance and separate rubbish collection, Chairman. There seems to be a misunderstanding down there between the council staff in the reception block and the actual maintenance crew who work within the park as to who's responsible for what. That is an issue that is brought to me at least once fortnight in relation to rubbish. So if we're going to enhance the trails, there's going to be more rubbish. The second thing, sure, in relation to that is make sure due diligence is done and enough cognizance given to the need for additional parking that is going to cater for these extra numbers that are coming. And finally, on the only part of the term on signage, I'm assuming it's going to be part of adequate and appropriate signage is going to be part of this. This completed development. The third thing, Chairman, I just want to mention briefly, in the historic action sheets, there was an issue about in March 2017, there was something that leaked for Sperber Tennis Club. Now, Chairman, as you're aware, that particular building may come in the mix for looking at football changing facilities. So, can I actually formally ask or formally request if it's appropriate to do it in this forum? But that lease is not complete until those talks conclude and that process is exhausted.
More for SPNR, but we can ask that it be passed on to the committee to SPNR in relation to the lease.
The tennis club?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chair, just I can address those questions. In terms of the trails, this paper is for Milton in that the trails were already approved, so a fair degree of work is ongoing at the moment with the aim of finalising the majority of the work within this financial year. Noted in terms of the maintenance of those trails, and particularly the rubbish, it's something cleansing and litter collection is something that we're very mindful of, particularly when it comes to the perception of the destination from visitors from outside the district. Those concerns will be noted and followed up. In terms of signage, yes, an additional parking, those issues will be addressed as well, with the knowledge that, or the acceptance that those are essential pieces of infrastructure to ensure that visitor screens is retained. In terms of your first question, just with regards to events fund, this is paper for Milton really, and this is all the information that we can provide at the moment because the process dictates that even those event organisers haven't been given notice. We only finalised the scoring on Thursday last week. So there's a process there and that paper will be brought back to full council before any member spot will go out. So that's all for any comments at the moment.
Okay, Michael, you're looking.
Just very briefly, and thanks for that. The trails themselves, I note that they're disabled compliant, for want of a better term, that has gone through that test. But are they disabled friendly? Is it encouraging disabled people to come and use the park? I would also welcome the fact that the disability swing that we were looking for some time has been installed. I think probably we should have had some more notification of it after discovered that the accident. But are the trails in the past themselves friendly, wheelchair friendly, and motor scooter friendly and so on?
Certainly throughout the process of developing the trails, we would work closely with the likes of the Main Way Foundation or other organisations to ensure we're meeting best practice when it comes to accessibility. So that is the case that we're looking at. I suppose trying to open up the site as much as possible for visitors with various range of facilities and make the site welcome as much as possible.
Okay, thanks Michael. Okay, let's just move on then to the exempt items. This item is going to be restricted by virtue of paragraph 3 of Section 6 of the Local Government Act, which is of course obtaining information relating to financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information on the public meeting by resolution to exclude it during the item of business. The proposer to go into committee proposed to Ellen Sack and Robert. What was the question? So take the item that was raised during the for noting. So Pete, if you want to come back in there again.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. The first question was on the criteria, the restrictive criteria, if any, on the successful applicant. I know it states in the application form, but
you know. Confirms Ness Delamont to agree a license agreement to the Education Authority for a period of approximately 26 weeks for the use of Ferns Ness. To agree a license agreement to the Education Authority for a period of approximately 26 weeks for the use of Ferns Nest at Delamont Country Park, subject to obtaining evaluation from Nominee Property Service to ensure council is indemnified during this period, and proposed by Robert and seconded by Harry. Item number 20, consortium funding bid, assessing next steps to enter into a consortium agreement with Neary Morning Down at the Council of the Lead Council to approve the appointment of an external consultant to assist FSNI team with the design of technical procurements, to continue to work with consortium members and DCMS to continue to develop the project. That was proposed by Pete and seconded by Akana. Item 21, the Castle Island Forest Park HLF application to approve the business case and proceed with actions under Phase 1 approval, to issue invitations to tender for the appointment of the integrated consultancy team, agricultural consultant, carrying out biodiversity and ecological survey work, and recruitment of a new National Logging Heritage Fund Assistant Project Officer, and that was proposed by Robert and seconded by Willie. Item number 22 was the Fitzgillian Forest Park refers to the path, approved business case for capital works to the pathway proposed by Roshan and seconded by Declan. And thank you everyone. Meet you. Complete.